Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
United States Supreme Court is asked to take up a counseling case that banned counsel in New Jersey. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, Liberty Counsel recently filed a petition asking the United States Supreme Court to review the case known as King versus Christie. Christie was the former governor of New Jersey at the time in which this particular law was passed and he signed it. And that was a law, the second in the nation following California, that banned any counsel from a counselor to a minor and the family in which the client, the minor, sought to change or reduce unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or gender identity or confusion. That law is still in existence. Matt, some significant things happened since we litigated that case originally. It was the second case in the country that we litigated, the first in California. The Court of Appeals ultimately upheld the ban, stating that, yes, it did have a content-based restriction, but they said, we're going to give it less protection, and they upheld the ban. But last year, in the case of NIFLA, the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates that came out of California, we had three of our crisis pregnancy center clients, also part of the U.S. Supreme Court case. That particular decision, the Supreme Court said specifically that it disagreed with the King case, that there is no such thing as so-called professional speech that gets lesser protection. And as a result, we've asked the courts to reconsider this ruling below.
Well, the NIFLA case, certainly, and it's Liberty Counsel's case, the Pickup v. Brown case, that was central to that, and they addressed that, and they addressed the so-called professional speech exception to the First Amendment, something that the Supreme Court said, hey, we never created a professional speech exception to the First Amendment. That was with a Justice Kennedy.
That was with Kennedy.
Exactly.
And Kennedy agreed with it, which is amazing, and wrote a separate opinion. You know, I thought he was going to distance himself from it, but no, he wrote a separate concurring opinion that actually strengthened it. And so, Holly, this all began over in California, where California passed the very first law that banned what's called change counsel, or what sometimes is referred to as change counsel. It's really just talk therapy, where a client and a counselor are talking in a private counseling session. California banned it. You can only promote and affirm somebody who wants to take hormones and go through surgery, but you can't counsel someone who doesn't want to do that, who doesn't want to go down that road, who may be struggling with those issues. We filed suit. The Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, most frequently reversed, created a professional speech category, upheld the law. The second state, New Jersey, and the New Jersey Court of Appeals, or the Court of Appeals for New Jersey, upheld the law, somewhat disagreeing with Pickup, the California case, but nevertheless upholding the law, saying there's less protection of the free speech here. Both cases, by name, Pickup and King, were expressly abrogated last June by the United States Supreme Court case involving the crisis pregnancy centers.
Right. And you know, when it all comes down to it, it's for the protection of these children. I think of one young boy, a teenager, who's gotten a lot of public notoriety. He was pushed in the direction to become a female. He went and had surgery. Now he's had complications because of that surgery. You know, and one day he's really going to have a devastating wake-up call, I believe, because you have 40% suicide rate of these children that are...
And adults who have actually gone through
this process. That have actually gone through the surgery.
Yeah.
When they're, you know, and it's not totally uncommon, you know, with everything in the culture and with their hormones, they're confused and they need some help. They need some guidance to work through this. And usually they're fine when they get to the root cause. And maybe there's an abuse situation or something like that. But you need to, they need professional help, you know. And so it's really for the sake of these children that we fight so hard on these.
Yeah, and Matt, you know, Walt Heyer wrote a book. I read it, and it is a book I highly recommend that people read. It's called Trans Survivors. Walt Heyer was born genetically, biologically as male. He had a very difficult background and ended up getting married, then decided he wanted to become a woman. And it obviously messed up his entire marriage and his family. He went through hormone treatment and eventually plastic surgery and lived that way for, I believe it was 7 to nearly 8 years. He became a Christian, and then he sought counseling, quite extensive counseling over a period of years. He now is married. He's in his 70s, happily married. He has a ministry to people who are going through this. And one of the things he says is, and there's this common theme, that people sometimes go into this situation, whether they're young or older, and now even they're being pushed as younger to go into this kind of hormone and plastic surgery.
As young as 4 and 5 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah, and doing all kinds of hormone blocker medication and then opposite hormones of what your birth sex is.
The dangerous stuff with pumping those synthetic hormones into these children. Stunting puberty,
And one of the things he says in this book, which is really astounding, is that some of these doctors, if you come in and you say, I'm having a feeling that I'm a woman, I want to identify as a woman, and you're actually a man, instead of spending the time to engage in normal counsel, they just push you right into the hormones and surgery. And he has so many stories of people who have gone through that, that regretted it. And then they feel trapped because several years after they have this surgery, then they go back to the same people who, quote unquote, helped them, the doctors, and they don't want anything to do with them. And then their other community disassociates with them because it challenges their so-called identity.
Yeah.
And they feel trapped. And then they've done all these things to their body.
Think about the permanence of the mutilation that they go through to their body. They are sterilized. And women having healthy breasts removed. It's just grotesque when you think about what they actually do to these folks. And Holly, you mentioned the 41% attempted suicide, if not successful suicide rate for people post-surgery. So clearly the root problem and the mental disorder, it's not addressed.
It's not your outward appearance.
Right. And think about, let's go back to Walt. You know, he was sexually abused by a relative when he was a small boy. So if he had gotten help back then to deal with that, instead of holding it in.
Instead, you know who he got, who we went for counseling originally? The guy who created the so-called Benjamin Standards. This is the guy who was the national/international advocate for these kinds of hormone treatments and surgeries. He went, of all people, that's the person
he became
that
his guinea
he was
pig.
Referred
yeah.
to, and he was a guinea pig for this guy.
Goodness.
Who
so
created these so-called Benjamin
So Walt's
standards.
Delusion and Walt's mental disorder was reinforced.
Right.
And
Yeah. And so that's why, you know, this is not just a legal issue. It certainly involves free speech, and it is a legal issue, and that's why we're challenging it. And our goal is to get one of these cases back to the United States Supreme Court, especially in light of the Supreme Court's indication that it disagreed with those rulings below.
That's what I was going to say. What do you think the Supreme Court will do with that?
I don't know. It's an extraordinary thing to ask a court to open a case that's been decided for a few years. But we have other cases in the pipeline. And at some point in time, if we need to, we'll refile this case if the court doesn't take it. I can tell you what, we will not rest until we get one of these cases back to the United States Supreme Court and strike down all of these laws across the country. This is an unprecedented intrusion into the privacy of a counseling situation. Counselors and clients need to have that privacy, need to be able to have that open communication and talk. And in no way should a counselor force someone to go down this road that they don't want to. They need to just simply be able to communicate freely without worry that they're going to lose their license because of some of these incredibly harmful laws. Pray for this case and the others that we have like it, because there's real people involved, life-changing situations involved, life and death in some of these cases. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.